Today on the IoT Show, we'll talk about a new integration of IoT Edge with Kubernetes, and Raj from the Azure IoT Edge engineering team will tell us everything we need to know. Hi everyone, this is the Internet of Things Show. I'm Olivier, your host. Thanks for watching. Today we're here with Raj. Raj is from the Azure IoT Edge team, and he will tell us all about Kubernetes and IoT Edge. Raj, thanks for coming to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So I already like say to people here that you are part of the IoT Edge engineering team, but can you tell us a bit more about exactly what you're in that team?
Sure. So my name is Raj. I'm the dev lead on the Azure IoT Edge team.
Okay,
so you're one of the guys. We're basically building the Kubernetes integration.
Cool. Awesome. So what's going on? So what are we announcing at Build this week that is interesting in the IoT Edge realm that relates to Kubernetes?
Yes. So what we're announcing today is basically a preview support for running Azure IoT Edge on Kubernetes clusters.
Interesting. So we'll talk a bit more about like Kubernetes and so on for people who don't know what it is exactly. Mm-hmm. But why would I care? Why, as an IoT Edge developer or someone using Azure IoT Edge to bring my workloads from Azure onto the Edge to make these devices more intelligent, support offline scenarios and so on, what does Kubernetes bring me or give me?
That's a great question. Basically, you know, we've been generally available with Azure IoT Edge for a while now. We've mm-hmm. had a bunch of customers who went, took it, tried out, and you know, we even have people who have put it in production. One common feedback that we've got from some of the customers has been that you know they have Kubernetes clusters on premise in their networks okay. that they're using to deploy their workloads, their existing workloads, onto their on-premise Kubernetes cluster. And they have a bunch of infrastructure tooling, you know, for managing these clusters, right?
Okay. So a
common refrain has been that, hey, we have this infrastructure already built up
yep.
to run our Kubernetes clusters. Now we can technically create another set of, you know, tools and patching and so on and so forth for managing our Edge deployments,
yep.
but it would be awesome if you can basically make Edge run on top of our existing Kubernetes clusters, then we get to, you know, leverage our existing infrastructure and investments. So this project basically grew out of that particular ask. So here, what we're announcing is that Azure IoT Edge can now run natively on top of a Kubernetes cluster. This basically allows customers to use their existing tooling. For example, you know, Kubernetes administrators often use tools like Helm to deploy workloads to their cluster.
Okay.
So they continue to be able to use that. We will talk about Helm in a bit.
Okay.
You know, and then you basically also, you know, just because it's running on Kubernetes, you get to benefit from you know, the resilience, right? All of the mm-hmm. Availability features and so on and so forth that Kubernetes lends to workloads running on them. So Edge, you know, gets to benefit from yeah. those things.
Okay. And usually that's the reason why customers have been choosing Kubernetes is for all these features.
So that's right.
Yeah, basically you get for free the best of both worlds. And cool. So what exactly does it look like? I mean, that integration,
right.
you know, what is it that developers need to understand about how that integration has been developed?
Right. So basically, given that you know, Azure IoT Edge, from a deployment perspective, has been container-based,
yep.
it really kind of lends itself naturally to running on top of Kubernetes.
Okay.
So in this next slide, I'm kind of giving an overview of what this mm-hmm. integration looks like, right?
Yep.
So the way to think about it is that Azure IoT Edge today supports running on a bunch of operating systems,
yep.
what we call tier one operating systems that we build on, test on, mm-hmm. and so on. Like, you know, we run on Linux and
yep.
multiple distributions of Linux, right?
Yep.
We run on Windows. The way to think about the Kubernetes integration is that's just another runtime that Edge can run on top of,
okay.
right? As someone who is deploying IoT workloads to the Edge, you know, they don't have to think about what's actually running on-premise.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a case where you have, you know, some locations in your deployment running Kubernetes clusters, other locations just have regular Edge devices,
okay.
you're able to use a single pane of glass, the Azure IoT Hub, and describe your Edge deployments and then just deploy it, you know, to a fleet of devices.
Yep.
And it really doesn't matter whether it's a Kubernetes cluster that's running on-premise or a regular device. It all just works the same.
Okay.
So it basically is just another runtime that Edge runs on.
Okay.
Basically, the implementation uses a pattern in the Kubernetes world called as an operator.
Okay.
In Kubernetes, an operator is basically just another Kubernetes controller that, you know, just like you have replication controllers
mm-hmm.
That are basically responsible for making sure that a certain number of copies of pods are running in the
okay.
cluster.
Okay.
An operator is simply another kind of controller that's basically doing the same thing. Like it has a desired state, and it is continuously monitoring and moving the system towards that desired state.
Okay.
So we've implemented edge integration as an operator, which is basically a controller that's essentially taking an edge deployment as the desired state, and then monitoring the environment and making sure that edge modules get created as pods, right? So basically, what it does is it does a bunch of transformations. So in an edge deployment, you have modules. They get translated into pods.
Yep.
If you have a create options set for a module in edge, that basically sets up a network service. We go ahead and create a Kubernetes service. If you have a module basically using persistent storage in the form of a volume mount, then we translate that into a persistent volume claim inside Kubernetes.
Okay.
And then labels become annotations and so on and so forth.
Okay.
So basically that's, in a nutshell, is what the edge operator does.
Okay.
And furthermore, we also have support for things like ingress controllers. This is about how to bring traffic from the network, like from downstream devices, to your edge, to your edge runtime inside the cluster. You also support running multiple devices in the same cluster.
So
these are all, in a nutshell, the features that we're announcing.
Okay. So we're going to see a demo in a second. One question I have for you, which is, so that's for the runtime itself, actually, right? So runtime, the ITS runtime supports Kubernetes as a platform, as a host, basically, right?
That's right.
Now, for people who have been developing modules, is there anything they need to consider changing, whatever? Like, or are the actual, modules available in the Azure Marketplace just, usable as is?
That's a great question. In fact, that was one of the design goals for us when we were building this this experience, is that from a customer's point of view, they really shouldn't have to know that they're running inside a Kubernetes cluster or just a regular edge device.
Yeah.
So that is completely transparent to the module developer, right? So the design for Azure IoT Edge kind of lends itself well to this kind of integration. Basically, what happens is, for example, if you have a module today that reaches out and connects out to Edge Hub. The way it works in regular Edge is that it reaches out to this service called as IoT Edge D in order to get a signing to a SaaS token, basically.
Okay. Yep.
And then it uses that SaaS token to identify itself with Edge Hub. And then Edge Hub knows that you're a legitimate module, and then the connection works. It works exactly the same way inside Kubernetes, except instead of IoT Edge D being a daemon that's running on the Edge device, right now it's a Kubernetes service.
Okay.
So the module is, totally...
It's transparent for the module.
It's transparent for the
module.
It's
just an entity talks to.
Right. I mean, basically, it installs a proxy sidecar container inside the pod for each module, which essentially proxies IoT Edge D, and that's how it doesn't have to know that, it's not really running on an Edge device.
Love it.
Yeah.
We want to see the demo now.
All right. So let's jump into the demo.
Yep.
The first thing I kind of wanted to point out before we get into the demo itself is that what we're announcing is support for running Edge on-premise Kubernetes clusters, right? So for this demo, what we have here is essentially a Kubernetes cluster that's been built with these four mini PCs that I just ordered from Amazon.
Okay.
Basically, this is the controller.
Okay.
That's basically the control plane for Kubernetes. And then these are three agent nodes where the actual workload runs. So we're going to just deploy the edge runtime onto this.
Okay. For those who are not super familiar with Kubernetes and what it can do, so myself included, why would I need to have a cluster? What are the key scenarios that are addressed by Kubernetes?
Sure. So Kubernetes, is what is known as an orchestrator.
Okay.
So the basic idea is that, you want to run workloads that are resilient to failure. That's kind of the fundamental value add that Kubernetes provides. You're able to simply treat a cluster of compute nodes or storage and so on, and not really have to worry about where your workload is running or if it is running. Right.
Okay.
So basically, Kubernetes gives you this abstraction where you're able to define a workload. It has its own application model, and then you submit that application model to Kubernetes and say, "Hey, run this for me."
Okay.
And then Kubernetes knows, it basically has health checks and a whole slew of functionality to basically make sure that your workload is running
It's
running in a healthy way.
Got it.
Right. And if, for example, if one of these nodes just bursts into flames, Kubernetes is able to detect that and basically migrate those workloads into another functioning node.
Seamlessly for the actual process, right?
Exactly.
Okay, got it.
And now that Edge runs on it, you kind of get to benefit from all of that.
Cool. Awesome. So you have three nodes, one controller.
All right. Let's get to it. Most Kubernetes demos tend to have terminals, so we have four of them here. So basically what I have in the top right is a window where I'm planning to run a watch command that's basically continuously monitoring Kubernetes and listing namespaces.
Okay.
Now you might wonder why I'm doing that. So basically, in the Kubernetes edge integration, what happens is every device that you deploy to the cluster, mm-hmm. all of the resources that apply to that device get created in a single Kubernetes namespace.
Okay.
So, you know, during the demo, when I go and deploy the edge runtime to the cluster, you will notice that a new namespace shows up representing that particular device. And if you had more devices, they would simply be more namespaces.
Got it.
On the bottom right-hand corner, I'm going to run another watch command.
Okay.
This time, basically, it's listing pods in a particular namespace. So here, if you notice, I'm doing kubectl get pods, okay. minus n means namespace, and I'm giving a namespace MSIoT, edge demo 1, edge G3.
Now, okay.
this namespace does not exist at this point, as you can tell from the top,
top
terminal.
Right. Yep.
It turns out that Kubernetes doesn't really care. If you ask for pods in a namespace that does not exist, it just says, sorry, no resources.
It's okay.
Like,
yep.
So,
yep.
which is fine,
Got
because
okay.
we can simply keep running this, and when deployment eventually shows up, you should see pods
okay.
appearing in that
mm-hmm.
particular namespace. Now, the first step to deploying workloads onto the Kubernetes cluster is to set up the runtime.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you look at deploying Edge on a regular device, mm-hmm. not a Kubernetes cluster, what do you do, right? So for example, if you had a Debian or an Ubuntu system, you go and install the Edge runtime, right?
Yes.
You have an apt-get install IoT Edge,
yeah.
and then it goes and sets up your IoT Edge D daemon. So we have an equivalent for Kubernetes as well.
Okay.
There is an initial setup that needs to happen.
Uh-huh.
In Kubernetes, it's very common for these kinds of deployments to happen using a tool called Helm.
Okay.
So that's what we're going to use here.
So Helm being like the equivalent of NPM for Node, or it's a package manager that actually will allow you to deploy functions or whatever on Kubernetes, right?
That's right. That's a great comparison. Like, it's exactly that. As NPM is in the Node world or NuGet in .NET,
yep.
Helm allows you to define packages that
yep.
basically describes an application in Kubernetes, right?
Okay.
And then you can host these packages in mm-hmm. a repository,
okay.
and then you can install them. You can distribute them, install them,
okay.
and so on. So there's a CLI, just like you have NPM or NuGet, you have a CLI
okay.
for Helm, and we'll go ahead and use that to deploy this workload. So I have here the Helm command.
Okay.
So basically what it's doing here, it's creating a Helm installation
okay.
called edge G1.
Mm-hmm.
The only piece of configuration that you have to provide
yep.
is the connection string for your edge device.
Okay.
I have pre-provisioned this device in IoT Hub. And then the last parameter is the name of the chart.
Okay.
So just like you have packages in NPM, in Helm we call them charts.
Okay.
So this edge-kubernetes mm-hmm.
Okay.
is the Helm package mm-hmm. for deploying the edge runtime to the cluster.
Okay. I would assume that right now you're actually copy-pasting that connection string. In the future, we'll have an integration with the device provisioning service, so that the device itself can be provisioned through DPF versus having to give a static connection string, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, you know, in this particular demo, I'm just showing one configuration option,
okay.
which is the connection
yeah.
string.
Mm-hmm.
But the package supports a whole slew of others, some
okay.
of which we will look at in a future session.
Okay.
But yes, DPS provisioning is going to be supported as well.
Cool. Awesome. Love it.
So that's what I'm going to run in the top left, is
mm-hmm.
the Helm install.
Okay.
In the bottom left, essentially what I want to do is run a Node application,
mm-hmm.
which is basically connecting out to IoT Hub, and it's basically listening for messages.
Okay.
So basically, the demo, what I'm hoping to show is that we deploy the Edge workload to the cluster.
Yeah.
That thing notices that there's a deployment
yeah.
In IoT Hub, pulls down the module, start
mm-hmm.
running them.
Okay.
Let's quickly take a look at what that deployment looks like. So this is basically the Azure portal.
Yeah.
And this is the device in question, Edge G3.
Okay.
So basically, the deployment here, as you can tell, has two system modules and
yeah.
two
regular modules.
Regular
yeah.
modules. Web 1 and temp sensor.
Mm-hmm.
The temp sensor is basically the standard temperature sensor sample that,
yeah.
that we ship. Essentially, it simulates a device that's generating temperature data, humidity, and pressure.
Yeah.
And it's just continuously doing that at a certain interval.
Mm-hmm.
And the Web 1 is simply, just another module, which is just an Nginx container, which just sets up a web server.
Okay.
So basically, we have these modules. And then, of course, you have the two system modules, the Edge
mm-hmm.
Agent and the Edge Hub. So let's go ahead and I'll start off the Node application.
Okay,
that's basically
the one monitoring what's going on there. So you receive nothing for now.
Yeah, so there's no data coming mm-hmm. in right now because there's nothing running.
Yep.
So I'll go ahead and do the Helm install. So what this is doing is basically, as you can see on the top right, a namespace showed up representing
mm-hmm.
Edge G3. On the bottom right, a couple of containers got deployed. Three pods got deployed.
Okay.
One of them is a setup pod that'll go away. And then now you have IoT HD and Edge Agent have been deployed to the cluster.
Okay.
Now Edge Agent is now starting up. It is basically connecting up to IoT Hub.
Mm-hmm.
It has found the deployment and it discovered that there's Edge Hub, TempSensor, and Web1. So it pulled down those containers and started them. And now all of those three containers have started basically running. Now, as I was saying earlier, the temperature sensor is a standard module. We did not modify the temperature sensor in order to run on Kubernetes.
Okay.
But it was still able to basically connect up to Edge Hub, and it has started sending data. On the bottom left-hand corner now, this node application was able to connect to the Event Hub source behind the IoT Hub and essentially get the data and start streaming it.
Nice. And just, we didn't edit that. So basically, just the time for you to describe it. Everything was deployed and running, including the runtime and the modules and so on, right?
That's right. So this this whole experience, it's pretty seamless. And one more thing I wanted to show you was basically, you know, what happens if you, for example, went and modified your deployment, right? For example, the temperature sensor here has the ability to, you know, just vary the rate at which it generates the data. So I'll go here to the portal and essentially modify this environment variable called message delay, which right now is set to generate data at the rate of one message every 5 seconds.
Okay.
We'll change that to half a second.
Okay.
And,
speed it up a little.
Yeah, speed it up a little. So basically what I want to show by this this particular aspect of it is that the experience for deploying the Edge workload is exactly the same. You're not doing anything different because it's running on a Kubernetes cluster, right? So this is what you would normally do if you're deploying to an Edge device.
Okay.
So I'd go ahead and submit that particular workload. Now, what you should notice on the bottom right-hand corner is that another TempSensor pod is getting deployed.
Yeah.
The other one will eventually get terminated and removed from the cluster.
Okay.
So there, that one went away. And now on the left, I don't know if you can notice it, but the rate of the message is faster. Basically, now it's running every you know, two messages per second, basically.
Yeah. And thanks to the cluster, actually, I don't know where it's running.
Exactly.
I don't have to.
Yeah.
If I were to disconnect one of these, it would continue working independently, right?
Right. Kubernetes would just notice that, move that workload to another node. Yeah.
So, well, awesome, Raj.
Cool.
Very insightful. So we're going to have a deep dive.
Mm-hmm.
On the new things around IoT Edge, in particular on that integration with Kubernetes.
That's right.
That's going to be on the IoT Edge Deep Dive with Pamela, so don't miss that one. We're going to add the link down there. We're also going to add links for people to learn more about that integration.
Yeah, there's a quick start guide on docs.microsoft.com that you can go and basically try out for yourself what we just did and more.
Okay.
And yeah, and in the deep dive, we will go into a bit more detail on, you know, for example, how does persistent, you know, volumes work? How does ingress work for devices that are on the network that are not in the cluster? And a few other things.
Okay. So don't forget to subscribe to the IoT Show. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to sign up for the upcoming IoT Deep Dive with Raj and Pamela to talk about the details of that integration of IoT Edge with Kubernetes. Thanks for watching the IoT Show. Don't forget to subscribe once again, and see you soon.